This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I found out yesterday before our game in El Paso, and then got on a flight this morning and got to the park today.
For you, when you think about your mindset and what it has to be, you're making your potential Major League debut pretty soon here. What is the mindset for you coming from the minors up to the Padres?
Just continue to be myself. There's a reason why I'm getting here today, and just go out there and try to get outs and hopefully help the Padres win a game.
What was your reaction when you found out that you were being called up?
Honestly, shocked. There was kind of hints at it, but I didn't really try to pay any attention to it. And then when I found out, just shock, and then it was in front of the whole team too, so I was like, okay, let's keep moving and get on to the next thing. Then went out and called my girlfriend, my parents, and celebrated them a little bit.
What was that process?
As usual, the parents come in second. Girlfriend first. That was Adam Major, who will make his big league debut tonight for the Padres against the L.A. of A., Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, LAA of A. 5:02 is the time as we kick off our final half hour together. Sam Levitz, EcoWater SoCal Padres pregame show is at the bottom of this hour. And this hour is brought to you by the San Diego County Fair. Let's go retro. The San Diego County Fair opens a week from tomorrow, next Wednesday, June 12th. Scrappy, you might want to know that because that'll affect your traffic patterns, I believe. Does it affect you at all?
It totally does.
Yeah.
And you are right. Thank you for giving me that anger.
Yeah, next Wednesday, you better leave for work a little early if you are coming
in.
I'm
going to start taking the 15.
Yeah, it's a traffic thing for sure. The Magic of the Midway and live concerts featuring the Kings of Late Night, Jay Leno, Craig Ferguson, Arsenio Hall. They're performing live on June 21st. Get your tickets now at sdfair.com. Let's go retro. You know, this is not, I like the fair, and I go once a year at least, maybe twice.
Really?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I do. I like the fair. I go, like I said, I'll check it out. But I, in general, and I think you are in agreement with me on this, I, in general, don't like to go to the place that everyone's going.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
right?
Yeah.
That's like my immediate thing.
Yes.
Like, you want to go to the fair? I don't know. Who else is going? Everyone. Then I don't want to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't normally like to be where there's 50,000 people. You know, ball game is another story. I'll
just
go to the game.
Kind of forced into that one.
Yeah. I mean, I'll go to ball games, but as we already discussed, I leave early unless Jeremiah Estrada is going for a historical note. Yeah, it's weird. I don't like, you know, like even on a smaller level, when I was like in school or in, you know, college, if everyone was going to the big party on Friday night, that's where I wasn't going.
Interesting.
Type of thing. Like, I mean, I wanted to hang out with some people and do something,
yeah.
But I just didn't want to go to the one where everyone was going to be there. That was kind of
I understand
way of
it, and I am like you to a certain extent. There's no way you're getting me to go to the fair on July 4th. Sorry, fair. It's just
happening.
Not
July 4th. Exactly. July 4th
just
no,
not happening.
Can't happen.
Days like that,
that's
I'm
crazy.
Going to avoid like the plague.
That's crazy.
And
I don't even need to go see fireworks, honestly. I've seen them before.
Me too. But my niece, I'm usually hanging with my nieces. And
they want to see them?
They're 9 and 7. They're so excited about
like
it.
Them. Yeah.
So excited about
all
it.
Right.
But that makes sense.
Here's something that the Padres are excited about, or their fans. The potential to acquire White Sox lefty ace Garrett Crochet. It's been reported widely that the Padres could be closing in on a deal with the Chi Sox. Dennis Lynn of The Athletic has reported it. Ken Rosenthal. Where's he? Athletic also?
Yes.
Or Fox. He changes every 20
no,
minutes.
No, he's Fox. He's not. He does not work for Major League
Jeff
Baseball.
Jeff Passan also wrote about it in his article for ESPN that A.J. Preller is all over the place looking for another pitcher. So, you know, maybe Crochet's the guy. Maybe he's not. Maybe they won't get a new pitcher. Maybe they will. But let's just say they get him. Here's what they're getting. A 24-year-old left-hander who only makes $800,000 a year.
Check.
Right? And is arbitration eligible next year. Free agent in 2027.
Yeah, two more years of arbitration.
Okay. So this guy fits all of the boxes for AJ.
Yes.
I said he's 24. He'll turn 25 later this month. He's 6'6". He's tall.
That is very tall.
I didn't mean to throw that in. That's kind of redundant. He's 6'6". He's tall.
To some people, that's not tall, though.
I guess so. He went to the University of Tennessee in Knoxville.
Oh, Braden's going to love him.
Braden will love him. But here's the thing with Crochet, and he's having really a nice year for a horrible team. He's 5-5, 3.49. His last six starts have been really good, like one run, 0-0, 0-1, and 2. So he's been shutting everybody down of late. He's got a whip of 0.96, right?
Yeah.
It's really good. 0.933 even. Okay? That's his whip. I mean, that's well under one. He's also struck out 93 batters in just 69 innings. So, I mean, the guy's pretty electric. Here's the concern. Well, there's a couple. One, where are you going to put him? Obviously, if you acquired him tomorrow, he'd go right into the rotation. You have some spots open. But if Darvish and Musgrove come back, you then have six starters. Who leaves? So that's one of the things. But the other thing I think is a bigger question, and it's just something you got to think about. Coming into this season, Crochet has pitched 73 innings in his career. This season, he's up to 70. So do you flip the Seth Lugo coin and believe that somebody who's never really thrown more than 50 or 60 innings is all of a sudden going to be able to give you a second half of the year and finish with about 175 innings this year?
That's a big jump.
Right? That's all I'm not saying he can't. I'm saying it's something you have to be concerned with. Also, the fact that he missed 2022 with injury, missed most of 2023. With injury, he'd never started a game in the big leagues until this season. And he's been really successful. So, you know, are you willing to roll all those dice to create a potential logjam? You know, I think some people, AJ Preller included, see the shiny object that is Garrett Crochet and think, yes, I want that. I'm not saying I don't want it. I'm saying I got to at least think a few things through.
This reminds me a little bit of the time when the Padres traded for Mike Clevinger. Just a little bit, because Mike Clevinger was a little bit more proven at that point, but he was coming off injury. It was a deal that we all thought made sense at the time.
But it was a luxury to get Mike Clevinger. In theory, it didn't really work because Clevinger didn't pitch very well.
No, and he got hurt too. So.
But I think it would be a luxury to have Garrett Crochet. I think a real need is somebody that can hit.
Yeah.
That's, you know, I'm just looking at what I'm seeing. I mean, I'm not even going to go over the stats against left-handed pitching again because those who have heard the whole show are probably sick and tired of them. If you want to look it up, I tweeted them out today. Go to my Twitter page. You will see the ridiculously bad hitting stats of the Padres against left-handed starting pitching.
Do you think that in any way this Adam Mazur start is possibly maybe showcasing him for a trade?
No.
Okay.
I think it's showcasing what he can do to the Padres.
So in terms of the Padres are going to learn more about him.
I think if he pitches well, he'll get another start. And if he pitches well, he'll get another one.
Yeah.
And if Adam Mazur does a job, then Garrett Crochet, why have to put together a package?
Yeah.
Here's the final thing about Crochet. The White Sox are stupid, but they're not that stupid. He is going to cost a lot. Why? Well, number one, he's their best pitcher. Number two, of all the other things we said, he doesn't make any money. He's under control. Right? This guy's, you know, if the White Sox are ever going to be good again, this is guy's going to be part of that.
Yeah.
They already gave the Padres Dylan Cease. And I don't mean give, but as I like to joke to myself, I still can't remember any of the prospects we gave away. I know we lost James Shields to the White Sox in the Dylan Cease trade. And
a couple James of the, Shields?
That I mean, not Tatis. James Shields. What am I thinking of? Stephen Wilson.
Yeah, Stephen Wilson.
You'll get old like me one day too, Scraby.
No, it's fine. I already do that. Yeah. Drew Thorpe was also one that
Thorpe went in that trade.
Jairo Iriarte.
Okay, well, hardly knew you, Jairo.
The last one was Zavala?
Oh, yeah, Zavala. I get them confused because they also gave a package of four guys to the Marlins for a rise.
I can
four
almost,
other guys that I don't see. Know who they are.
Jacob Marcy.
Yeah.
That's about it I got. Oh, Woosuck Go, who got DFA'd by the Marlins.
Boy, that was a major offseason signing, wasn't it?
If we're going to talk about, like, why would a team ever trade for a guy just to DFA him a week later? That makes no sense to me.
Have you seen where the Marlins and White Sox are in the standings?
They're down there.
All right. Hopefully the Padres can, you know, get something done if you feel they need to get something done. But I think it's going to take a pretty good package of players. And I don't know how many more the Padres have left that they really want to part with. They've already let eight prospects go to get Cease and Arise.
And
you're going to let four or five more go?
They're not going to let Ethan Salas go. They're not going to let DeVries go. DeVries?
Okay. I don't know.
I
don't follow that stuff.
Well,
I'll be honest with you. I don't follow it. I know Ethan Salas and the whole thing, but I don't really know what everybody's record is in the minor leagues. I just know there are a bunch of guys that hopefully can come up and someday help the Padres or help the Padres acquire some trade bait.
I think we should also think of it this way, Chris. Is AJ Preller here through the? Is he here next season? Because if he is, the crochet thing kind of makes sense with the 2 years of arbitration after this year.
Well, nothing. Hey, look, I don't think anything's guaranteed, and I don't think AJ Preller personally. I don't think he general manages based on his availability and how long he's going to be somewhere. I think this guy really, you know, gives it a.
Oh,
a solid
too.
Effort to try and win.
That too. Yeah.
And he's got, you know, the Machados and the Tatises and these guys and Bogarts hopefully coming back and all the rest and Darvin. He's got to win here in the next couple of years. And that's the kind of team he's going to try to put together. That's why I don't understand why everybody gave up on the Padres before this season started. Said, oh, they're just selling off the season. What were those people thinking, Brian Kenny? And why in the world do you have a national television host job when you're that dumb? I mean, how could you really look at the Padres based on the salaries that they have, right, and the commitment they've made, and say to people, because they traded the Juan Soto thing, that the Padres are pretty much giving up on this season?
I can't believe
people are that stupid to make that assumption.
I can tell you why. Because he knows that San Diego is going to hate watch his videos about the Padres.
Hate watch.
They are. I mean,
we do hate him.
He's saying, like, let's trade Fernando Tatis Jr. No, that's not going to happen. And I know he's not playing great, but it's not going to happen.
Well, despite everything we complain about, and I'm the leader in the category, the Padres are still one of only 11 teams right now in baseball that are over 500.
I also think they're in the playoffs right now.
Easily. I just said there's only 11 teams over.
Good
14
point.
Teams make the playoffs.
Good point.
Right? So not only are the Padres in, they're in with room to spare at the moment. So, you know, you got to GM accordingly. And if you can get Crochet and it helps, so be it.
So be it.
All right. Take a break. Come back. Get you ready for Sam Levitt's EcoWater SoCal pregame show. Some final news and notes next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back to Gwen and Chris. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr.
We got Sam doing the gritty behind me in the camera.
You can watch on YouTube. Sam's getting ready for the EcoWater SoCal pregame show. It's next. Scraby just did this. If you're watching on YouTube, he just held up this object. If you're watching, you can see what I'm holding. He just held up this object.
Why are you doing this?
Looked at both Sam Levitt and I and said, "Hey, guys, what is this?" We both said, "I believe it's a baseball."
Yes, you guys did.
What you're referring to is there's a signature on here that is almost impossible to decipher.
I have no idea what it says.
I don't know if you can see it in the camera. Can they see it, Scray?
Yeah, I think they can see it. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. That's the signature on this baseball. Yeah, that's a tough one. The 33 should give you a hint.
Let me see. 33, number 33, Padres.
Do the Padres have a 33 somewhere?
This ball's been in this room for a little bit now, so...
But the rest of this signature, one of the worst signatures I've ever seen.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Does it look like Luke Carlin?
I guess.
I'm sorry. No. I got to go all the way down to 30.
33.
Oh, man. Okay, 31.
I don't know who this is.
30.
All right, never mind.
Four.
It's not that important.
There's actually been a lot of people that have... Mark Sweeney wore number 30. Is that Mark Sweeney?
No.
Is it Reese Kinnear?
No.
Okay, I'm done with this.
I don't know how old this ball is.
It looks newish.
Yeah. Your buddy... Robert D. Manfred Jr.
Let me see the ball real quick.
Signed it.
Someone told me I need to Google search the signature with a picture.
You can do that now?
You can, yeah.
What?
Yeah, I'm doing it right now.
You can take a picture of the signature.
Yeah. And it will try to match up.
Like, I'm still blown away by the fact that you can hold up an app in your car and the app will tell you what the name of the song is playing is.
Shazam?
Yes, that's right. It's called Shazam. Thank you.
Picking up the signature.
This one's
itself.
Not picking up.
No.
Yeah.
But
I had a feeling.
No, but it does bring up a bunch of other signed baseballs that you could look at.
All right. If you can't tell, this is the final segment of the show. We're pretty much down to nothing.
Someone says it's Tatis. This is definitely not Tatis. I've seen Tatis's signature.
Well, he's also not number 33. Why would he put 33 on it?
That wouldn't make any sense.
Wouldn't make a whole lot of sense. If that was Tatis, we wouldn't just be throwing it around willy-nilly. Be saving it for...
It would be secretly going into my bag.
Yeah, right. Did you see the Michael Jordan? Some trading card of his went for $2.8 million yesterday.
Ugh.
I mean, all of us dream, I guess, of having that keepsake item that will change our life.
I don't.
The
I'm
odds
a hoarder,
of getting
Chris.
It
in, everything's my keepsake item.
You just
item.
Keep them all. Keep
That's
it all.
Going to change yeah. my life.
Yeah. All right, we got Padres and Angels coming up. I was looking this up tonight. Patrick Sandoval starting for the Halos tonight. He's got 8 losses this year. Second most in all of Major League Baseball. Here's the problem. Guy right behind him with seven losses. There's two of them. Dakota Hudson and Trevor Rogers.
Two guys that beat the Padres.
Both guys that beat the Padres, right.
Wow.
So, you know, the fact that Sandoval's got eight doesn't really make me feel a lot better.
Not at all.
If you're wondering who leads Major League Baseball in losses, care to guess? I don't think you'd get it. It's kind of a no-name
no,
guy.
It is? I thought it was maybe like Patrick Corbin.
He's in the running. He's got six. Ross Stripling of Oakland is 1-9. So he leads the league in that category.
Get wins as a pitcher.
Yes, it is. But Sandoval, the Angels, I think, are still behind the A's, are they not? Or they were really close last I checked. So, yeah, you got a guy that you should, you know, be able to do something with tonight. He's had 12 starts this year, only three quality starts.
Hmm.
So let's get him.
Let's hope there's not a fourth.
You know what? Because if he pitches well, then I have to regurgitate all the numbers again tomorrow about how they can't hit lefties, and people are going to get angry with me.
Well,
that's
good.
What happens. They're like, oh, Chris is going to talk about how they can't hit lefties again. You're damn right I'll talk about it if they can't hit them. So let's hope that they can
quiet
the narrative.
Sorry, I know I'm cutting you off. But
no,
I think
you found the signature?
I do, yeah. Someone on the chat told me, and it was one of the number 33s. I just never thought it would be this person. Franchy Cordero.
Let me see.
That's totally Franchy. I'm looking at one of his signatures.
Oh.
I almost hit Chris in the head with the ball.
Franchy? That could be an F. It looks like a 7.
Look, see?
It looks like a 7, but that could be an F.
He's got the 7 to start.
Yeah.
He's got the swirl.
Yeah, and the C. I see the, okay, Franchy Cordero.
Matt Schwartz, you are the winner.
Well done,
not of
Matt.
The ball, but of the sweepstakes to figure out who it is.
Yeah. I think we should send this to Matt Schwartz.
I don't know whose it is. I'm telling you, it's been sitting in here for weeks.
Well, let's give it to Matt Schwartz.
I can ask Adam about that.
He's obviously important to him. He knew it was Franchy Cordero.
Yeah, Matt, will you please...
That's impressive.
Will you please tell me how you knew it was Franchy Cordero?
I mean, I consider myself to be, you know, fairly an expert on certain things, and that's good.
I watch a lot of Pawn Stars, so I'm doing the, you know, the... It's Franchy Cordero.
No, I think you're right. Based on that photo, I think you're right. Luis Arraez is back in the Padre lineup tonight after sitting out last night. He'll be DHing. Solano will be back at first base. Manny's in there at third. Maryland center. Profar's in left tonight. So with with Arraez in there, that means the odd man out tonight is our guy Sugar. Azokar. Luis Camposano is catching tonight in the batting in the number 9 spot. Really, even if you don't like Camposano, like, I don't know, everybody's probably really frustrated with him right now. Because if you're a fan, it's like, get a hit already. But let's turn that around. I mean, he's going through, it's got to be
tough.
Really tough.
But
0 for 25.
We've seen him hit well.
Sure. He's got 4 hits all year against a left-handed pitcher. I hope tonight Luis breaks out, gets a couple. He could really, we could use him.
Yeah, and
he could
it.
Use it.
Yeah, definitely.
One last thing about Padre catching. You know how you were looking up earlier today, one of your questions on Chris vs. the Fan was to name the 3 pitchers who all pitched a perfect game in 1 year.
Yes.
And it turned out it was Matt Cain, Phillip Humber, and somebody else.
Felix Hernandez.
King Felix, yeah. They all did it in 2012. Since then, there's only been 1 perfect game thrown in Major League Baseball.
I know it.
Who is it?
Domingo Germán.
The catcher?
Kyle Higashioka.
There you go.
Yep.
It all comes full circle.
It does
Scrape.
All come full circle.
It all comes full
that
circle.
It's really random that Domingo, of all people, Domingo Germán is the guy.
Of all people, the last one to catch one.
Kyle Higashioka.
It's Kyle Higashioka.
Back to Matt Schwartz real quick. He said he's
already got a Franchy Cordero ball.
No. I asked him, how do you know that? And he said first base, he spent a lot of time rooting for rough Padres teams at first base.
Okay. Very good, Matt. That was well done.
That was well done.
All right. I don't know how we can possibly kill 3.5 more minutes.
I saw a movie that I think is good and you think is bad. I don't know if you've actually seen it.
You already
it.
Know I like it?
Yeah, Madam Web.
Oh, yeah, I won't like that.
I kind of liked it. The only thing is that, like, they needed to choose a better lead actress.
Madam Web got the got votes for the worst movie of the
was
year.
Was it a Razzie?
Yeah.
Oh,
it
man.
It was bad.
I do like bad movies.
Why do you like this stuff?
I thought it was entertaining.
I got a TV show I'm watching. I'll throw it out there. You can check it out. I don't know if you like it. It's called The Big Door Prize. It's on Apple TV.
Hey, you told me about this.
Interesting. Two seasons. I'm a season plus one episode in. That should alone tell you that I think it's a pretty good show, because I don't normally waste too much more than an episode on a show if I don't like it.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm the type of person that whenever somebody says, hey, Chris, you got to watch this show on Netflix. It's the best show ever. My first thought is always, sure it is.
Yeah.
And then but I will try to check it out because somebody feels really strongly that it's great. And usually after about 15 minutes, I'm like, no, it's not great. But I'm enjoying the Big Door Prize. So I'll throw that out as a recommendation. Take it or leave it.
People are
whatever
saying
you wish.
That Madam Web was unwatchable. I don't think it
not
was unwatchable.
You. Let me tell you something. If you are out there and you are ever thinking of making a movie, if you ever do it, you get the undertaking, you're producing a movie, when you have the original screening of it, the very first, make sure your boy Matt Scraby is right there in the front row, because he will love it no matter what.
I will.
He loves every terrible movie.
Lots of horror movies as well. Love horror movies.
You are a savior to first-time movie producers everywhere. All right.
Go
ahead.
There's a new movie out. It's a horror movie, but it's about a serial killer in the woods. The perspective is from the serial killer and not the people being chased by the serial killer.
Is this the M. Night Shyamalan movie?
No. Oh. It's called, like, In the Nature.
Okay.
It's like I could have done without that.
Yeah, M. Night Shyamalan has a new scary movie out. Of course, he hasn't had a hit since The Sixth Sense. I mean, he's been trying desperately for like 30 movies.
I can't remember the last one.
And everybody keeps praying that the next one will be good, and then none of them are.
What about The Happening?
As I said.
Pretty bad movie.
Speaking of Happening, here he comes. Sam Levitt. EcoWater, SoCal, Padre pregame. Scraby and I back to pick up the pieces with Tony tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Enjoy baseball, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.